Now, will you notice, he says, verse 2, "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the peoples round about when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and Jerusalem." Now, here we go, and here we have mentioned in just one verse, Jerusalem twice. And as we indicated last time, Jerusalem is mentioned 10 times in this chapter. And here we have Jerusalem becoming the very center of the activity that will take place when Antichrist takes over. And it becomes the center of attack and judgment. And he says here, "I'll make it a cup." And this thing's a little bigger than a cup, by the way. And I think that probably the better word that we could use is probably a bowl or a goblet or a mug or something like that. Because God says, "I'll make it a bowl of trembling unto all peoples round about when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem." Now let's identify this. When will that take place? Well, it'll take place when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and Jerusalem. When? In the last days, in the time the Lord Jesus called the Great Tribulation period. So the interpretation of this entire section is not for today. Now, it's going to have a message for us today, and I think a tremendous lesson for us also. And we need to understand here that God will make Jerusalem a goblet of intoxication for those that are concerning themselves with it. They'll be staggering because of it. And we're told here that he will make it a goblet of staggering, and all those lifting it shall grievously injure themselves. You're going to get hurt fooling with Jerusalem, God says. Now, verse 3, "And in that day will I make Jerusalem," and apparently we're talking about Jerusalem, and this hasn't anything in the world to do with Rome or Paris or London or Washington or New York or Los Angeles or your town. When he says Jerusalem, and he has to say it even 10 times, and somehow or another that doesn't get through to even some of the commentators don't quite get the message. Jerusalem means Jerusalem, and when he puts Judah with it here, you can't miss it. And this just doesn't mean Jerusalem, California, and it doesn't happen to be a place like that, although we used to have a place, and I think it's still in existence, called the Holy City. Last time I went through there, they had a bar room in the Holy City. Well, anyway, he's not talking about that one in California. He's talking about Jerusalem that's in Judah. Now, he says here that he will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. Now, that seems strange, doesn't it? It's a rather isolated place, has been now, old city, and actually not very attractive today. It's the fact that it has so many places that are, to us, sacred today and meaningful. And I know a lot of places I like better than I like Jerusalem. I always enjoy staying there. Why? Well, there's so many things for you to see that are identified with the Bible. But why should this place be so prominent in the last days? How can you figure that out? Well, if you want to figure it out, may I say this? That city has become a burdensome stone today. It caused the Arabs to turn off the oil spigots. And they said, "You can't have any more oil." And do you know what happened? That practically every nation in Europe turned their back on Jerusalem, including Japan and the others. And we were very much left alone in this matter of giving support to that little nation. And they would have gone in under. It became a burdensome stone, let me tell you, even in our day. But don't misunderstand, that was not the fulfillment of prophecy. It's nonsense to talk like that. This fits in a program that's ahead. But God just wants you to know that he was not making an exaggerated statement when Jerusalem can become a burdensome stone. And I think what we've seen is nothing compared to what it will be in that day. It'll cause the nations of the world. It almost broke up the common market. It almost wrecked NATO. Why? Jerusalem became a burdensome stone. And if you want to go down the list of the nations of the world that have captured that city and tried to rule it, including Great Britain, when General Allenby took Jerusalem, delivered it from the Turks, Great Britain was the number one power, and the sun never set on the British Empire. But my friend, the British Empire set today. It went down because they got involved in that city. And I frankly hope we don't get too involved. God says, keep hands off. I'm the one running that place. That seems to be one place that he's still running things. Now, will you notice? He says, verse 4 and verse 3, we had it in that day. And this is going to get monotonous before you get through with it. Will you notice? He says, in that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with terror, his rider with madness, and I'll open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and I'll smite every horse, the people with blindness. In other words, when the enemy comes against them, God's going to deliver them. Because when the enemy comes, the horse represents warfare. And when a horse goes blind and the rider is mad, I tell you, you're certainly going to have confusion. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength and the Lord of hosts their God. And Jerusalem at that day will become a refuge for God's people on the earth.